and giving odor. Enough, no more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before.
Will you go hunt, my lord?
What, Curio?
The heart.
Why, so I do, the noblest that I have. Oh, when mine eyes did see Olivia first, methought she purged the air of pestilence. That instant was I turned into a heart, and my desires, like fell and cruel hounds, e'er since pursue me. How now? What news from her?
So please, my lord, I might not be admitted. But from her handmaid we return this answer. The element itself, till 7 years heat, shall not behold her face at ample view, but like a cloister she will veiled walk, and water once a day her chamber round with eye-offending brine. All this to season a brother's dead love, which she would keep fresh and lasting in her sad remembrance.
Oh, she that hath a heart of that fine frame to pay this debt of love but to a brother, how will she love when the rich golden shaft hath killed the flock of all affections else that live in her, when liver, brain, and heart, these sovereign thrones are all supplied and filled, her sweet perfections with one self-king. Away before me to sweet beds of flowers. Love thoughts lie rich when canopied with bowers.
Act 1, Scene 2, The Seacoast. Enter Viola and the sea captain.
What country, friends, is this?
This is Illyria, lady.
And what should I do in Illyria? My brother, he is in Elysium. Perchance he is not drowned. What think you, sailors?
It is perchance that you yourself were saved.
Oh, my poor brother. And so perchance may he be.
True, madam. And to comfort you with chance, assure yourself, after our ship did split, when you and those poor numbers saved with you hung on our diving boat, I saw your brother, most provident in peril, bind himself, courage and hope both teaching him the practice, to a strong mast that lived upon the sea, where, like Orion on the dolphin's back, I saw him hold acquaintance with the waves so long as I could see.
Mine own escape unfoldeth to my hope, whereto thy speech serves for authority, the like of him. Knowest thou this country?
Aye, madam, well, for I was bred and born not 3 hours' travel from this very place.
Who governs here?
A noble duke, in nature as in name.
What is his name?
Orsino.
Orsino. I have heard my father name him. He was a bachelor then.
And so is now, or was so very late. For but a month ago I went from hence. And then 'twas fresh in murmur, as you know what great ones do the less will prattle of, that he did seek the love of fair Olivia.
What she?
A virtuous maid, the daughter of a count that died some 12 months since. Then, leaving her in the protection of his son, her brother, who shortly also died. For whose dear love, they say, she hath abjured the company and sight of men.
Oh, that I served that lady, and might not be delivered to the world till I had made mine own occasion mellow what my estate is.
That were hard to compass, because she will admit no kind of suit. No, not the duke's.
There is a fair behavior in thee, Captain. I prithee, and I'll pay thee bounteously. Conceal me what I am, and be my aid for such disguise as haply shall become the form of my intent. I'll serve this duke. Thou shalt present me as a page to him. May be worth thy pains, for I can sing and speak to him in many sorts of music that will allow me very worth his service. What else may hap to time I will commit. Only shape thou thy silence to my wit.
Be you his page then, and your mute I'll be.
I thank thee. Lead me on.
Act 1, Scene 3. Olivia's house. Enter Sir Toby Belch and Maria.
What a plague means my niece to take the death of her brother thus. I'm sure care's an enemy to life.
By my troth, Sir Toby, you must come in earlier a night. Your cousin, my lady, takes great exception to your ill hours. You must confine yourself within the modest limits of order.
Confine? I'll confine myself no finer than I am. These clothes are good enough to drink in, and so be these boots, too. And they be not, let them hang themselves in their own straps.
That quaffing and drinking will undo you. I heard my lady talk of it yesterday, and of a foolish knight that you brought in one night here to be her wooer.
Who, Sir Andrew Eat, you see?
Aye, he.
He's as tall a man as any's in Illyria.
What's that to the purpose?
Why, he has 3,000 ducats a year.
Aye, but he'll have but a year in all these ducats. He's but a fool and a prodigal. He's drunk nightly in your company.
But drinking healths to my niece. I'll drink to her as long as there's a passage in my throat and drink in Illyria.
Toby Belch.
What, wench?
Sir Toby Belch.
Castellano Vulgo, for here comes Sir Andrew Aguecheek.
Sir Toby Belch.
Enter Sir Andrew Aguecheek.
Come now, Sir Toby
Belch. Wait, Sir Andrew.
Bless you, fair shrew.
And you too, sir. Fare you well, gentlemen.
Exit Maria.
Faith, I'll home tomorrow, Sir Toby. Your niece will not be seen, or if she be, it's 4-1. She'll none of me. The count.